Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds like an old record playing, but it's not. It's just really good sound effects. I like it. Well, Blog Talk Radio, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. And every night, wherever we are, we are always glad to have you with us. So, around the world in 31 different nations. My. Thank God for the opportunity to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to each one of you in this form right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to the right, you'll see that little swoosh arrow. Make sure you click on that and send it to all your friends, neighbors, family members, countrymen, and all, how did Caesar say it? Friends, Romans, and countrymen. And don't forget to send it to the Romans. Send it all over the world, all across Europe and Asia, across Russia and China. Send it all over. You never know where people are going to be able to grab a hold of it and it truly make a difference in their life single day. And of course, this is a really good platform that we have here where we welcome everybody from any walk of life, from any background and any denomination. We don't have a denomination. We don't have a denominational book. We just read the Bible. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
It's a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful process. And so thank you for being here and being a part of this great program with us every single night. You know, I think about all the places where we preach the gospel. And we're doing a serious amount of gospel preaching. 5 days a week at noon. 6 days a week at 8 o'clock at night, 7 days a week with the Hear the Word program. This group of believers is preaching some serious gospel. And we reach right into this world and harvest every bit of the harvest that God's got for us to harvest.
Amen.
Jesus said 2,000 years ago, the fields are white unto harvest. And if they were white then, what are they now? The crop is rotten in the field. But we want you to just get out and, you know, make it happen and help people know who Jesus is. Walk in the paths of righteousness. Let me go through this again. For those of you around the world on Blog Talk Radio, I have a website that's samueljcottle.com. You can see it right in the notes of the program that you're listening to. And in there, there's a place that's called Program Links that gives you a link to our Facebook page, our YouTube page, and then, of course, the Blog Talk Radio page. In there is also a link to Read the Word, because we really want you to get caught up with reading the Word with us every day. This is one of the greatest processes of discipleship that I have ever been a part of. And I've had people tell me I should be doing this for years. And probably God was telling me to do it for years because I'm enjoying it so much. I should have already had it done. This is the revelation. You and I are making a very huge impact on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube with reading the Word every day. I think the longest day is on Sundays now. It might take about 33 minutes by the time we get done receiving communion. But besides that, it's about a 22, 25-minute program. And we're literally going to read through the Bible in 1 year. And we're going to do it chronologically. Exactly how it happened historically, and we want you to be a part of that. Now, we broadcast it right about midnight every night, somewhere in there. give or take a few hours.
Yeah.
A few hours.
Give or take a few hours. A
cup of coffee or two, a few Fig Newtons, and a ginger snap. But it's right about midnight, so it's available for you first thing in the morning on Sunday or and any morning. And I encourage you, don't just keep it to yourself. Share it with everybody you know. Why? Because you never know who's been saying, I ought to read my Bible through. Well, there it is. And I've made it possible for you to have a link that takes you to the link for every one of the programs. It's in a playlist, so you can start right at the beginning and just listen down through it and get caught up with us. It's a very, very powerful ministry that we're having. And I think we're up to about 25 solid viewers with us now. We're speaking 100 viewers. Everybody say it with us. 100.
100 viewers.
100 viewers. 100. Hear the word. Read the word. Viewers, come now.
Yeah.
Not so that we can have a number to brag on. So we're impacting 100 people's lives because everybody knows 7 people. That means we're going to influence 700 people's lives. And I just as soon influence 700,000 people's lives.
Yeah, and it brings so much understanding. I know a lot of people like the thoughts of reading the Bible through, but motivating yourself to do it by yourself isn't always that easy because
right.
It is, there are parts when you're reading through it the first time, especially yourself, it can be confusing and just trying to get yourself to do it. Where you go, a pastor is reading it and explaining it as you go. It's a whole different process, and it makes it so much easier than to grab a hold of and get good understanding of what the Bible actually says.
Yep. And I honestly think that doing it live like this, I think it actually adds an extra impact to it. Now, I don't know how to describe that to you effectively, but that's how I see it. And I keep meaning to add that link in here with the rest of our links.
Hi, Mary girl.
So that people have the ability.
You're on Facebook, you know.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for being on Facebook with us.
People go on YouTube before you have it started and make comments.
And they just do because.
Well, I want to know how because I would like to do that and I've not figured that out yet. Mary, how did you do that?
It's just because. Well, on mine, I have the ability right here, but of course, I got the control panel that just says, say something. Have you liked and subscribed to the page?
Well, yes. And I receive notifications.
It's like listening to a 3D audio. Amen. Amen. What's going on over here? Why didn't that work?
Oh, that's a good way to explain it, Mary.
It's too long.
We had all the windows open today? Really? Well, we do have one of ours cracked right now in the office. We actually weren't home all day, so just now to start the program. But that is always a fun thing in the spring. When spring is beginning to sprung, and you get to open your windows for the first time, it is so nice. I went to YouTube and made live comments and was put in waiting mode. How do you do that? Live comment. Create. YouTube app. Explore share subscription library.
So anyways, here we go. Let's get started tonight. Time to rise and make the Pledge of Allegiance. For those of you who be like, wow, Pastor Weaver usually was right on the ball here. I've added this extra, which is given us the ability to put the links on the website. It makes the website that much more available. And that way it doesn't matter who doesn't give you a notification. I'm giving you one on the website, SamuelJCottle.com, that makes it possible for you to have a notification no matter what. You know, you people are just stupid. Excuse me if that offends anybody. But I didn't mean it for it to offend a person anywhere. But that process that I was just dealing with right there was really stupid. Brother Dan, welcome. It's good to have you over there with us on Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. Now, we've been studying the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Father, and the gifts of the Son. And it's been a great study. And last night was a really good study. That was a study of watching Pastor Sam try to make everything work that he knows how to work. And then it doesn't work. But it's all right because he'll still be happy. Tonight we're going to talk some more about it. And God's taking us up to a new level. Notice how we've been on that song all week? Take us where we've never been before.
Yeah.
Well, we're pretty serious about that.
Yeah.
So if you will, rise together with us. We'll make our pledge of allegiance and then have a moment of silence.
Thank you.
Render your honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who today will stand somewhere in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. Moment of silence. Honor all of those who've been needlessly, selfishly killed in this battle in Ukraine.
Oh, my goodness.
In honor of those who have fallen for their faith around the world. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds. In honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet. And now, join us for our opening time of prayer. We'll begin tonight with our verse of the month. Our Father promises us a future, a hope, and a sure reward. Know that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation will not be cut off. Proverbs 24:14. Jeremiah 29:11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord of thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And now our opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer today and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God.
As the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God. As
ministers of reconciliation. As ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry. Believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name
we pray.
Amen and amen. The commanded blessing of unity. Remember, when we proclaim these words, we're sending them into the spirit realm where the angels can grab a hold of them and go carry them out. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is
for
us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life evermore. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I pray over our brothers and sisters. We pray over our brothers and sisters around the world. And we declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it is with our brothers and sisters wherever they may be around the world. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that all around this world, everywhere around this world, where the believers gather together, that the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace will be seen, and that the body of Christ will function so seamlessly together that our enemy will never be able to accomplish any of its wicked works.
Yes,
because the body of Christ has come together. Amen. Let's boldly proclaim these verses together. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called,
with all
lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering,
bearing
with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Father, we thank you right now that no matter whether we understand all of the depth and the intricacies of why you inspired Paul to write this, we thank you that all across this world, people's lives are being changed right now by these prayers. Yeah. And that courage and hope and strength is coming to people. Revelation knowledge is coming to people. The eyes of their understanding are flooded with enlightenment, so that we, the body of Christ, can truly be the force on this earth that you've made us to be. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Say it with me. There is, did we already say this? There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. YouTube is live if you want to be there in that specific platform. Ephesians chapter 4, this is the fivefold ministry and the body working hand in hand. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ's stature. Don't worry about it. That we may be filled with all the fullness of God. It's just sometimes I've got more words than what I actually wrote on the page. Have you ever noticed that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Verse 14. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And now we join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America, May God bless America. Father, we thank you that you have blessed America.
Yes,
we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise. Bless every one of our special forces that have made their way to the Ukraine to fight for the Ukraine against Russia.
Yeah.
We know there's thousands of them that have gone. Well, I don't know that. In my spirit, I know that. And may they make such an amazing difference in the Ukrainian force that Russia turns and runs and flees and says, we don't know who's with those guys, but they're destroying us. And we command you, Russia, get out of Ukraine now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
United we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, we're going to make this declaration, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. No matter what nation you're in, if you've said it enough with us that you know it, I encourage you to say this about your nation, because the gospel of Jesus Christ doesn't have any nationality, and certain unalienable rights don't have any nationality, and honor for the fallen has no nationality to it, and patriotism to your nation has no nationality to it. You should be a great patriot of the nation of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Here we go. Father, help us,
bless
the living
to
be
dedicated
to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now I want us to do the declaration against the isms. In honor of every one of our brothers and sisters around the world who are fighting a very serious battle, even for their very own lives. And according to Genesis chapter 1, we are to be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, and take dominion.
Amen.
Jesus, God made us in his image to be just like him. We look like him, we act like him, we talk like him. The only difference is he is divine and we're not.
Yeah.
He uses words to create. We use words to bring this earth into dominion to the word of God. We're not manipulating and controlling people. We use the words that he used in his word to bring this earth into subjection to our Father.
Amen.
Here we go. In the name, high above every name,
high above every principality, high above every power,
might, and dominion, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus. And we bind all of the effects of the isms. Atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all other isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. This is right out of Nehemiah. This is right out of Nehemiah chapter 2. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for the United States of America to fall into, you fall into it yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name, might have to. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray this right now for your prayers and your faith with us every single day. YouTube is available if you want to be on there. Facebook Live is available. Blog Talk Radio is available. And if you go to the link for Blog Talk Radio, you can actually make a comment on there somewhere that goes somewhere into Facebook. I've never been able to figure out where it goes, but it's audio with the ability to post to Facebook somewhere. And so, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's pray for the believers that are in the Japan area. And does anybody have a update report of exactly if tsunamis are being forecasted? And because I have not been on the news. I was busy all afternoon and did not have the opportunity to catch up on any of the news. So if you have, shoot me a, you know, put it in the comments there. Or if you're on Zoom, just come live and tell me, because we're going to pray. Father, we bless the people of Japan. And of course, in this situation where these nuclear reactors were, in the mighty name of Jesus, may every one of us as humans, every single one of us, may we be listening to the voice of your Holy Spirit so that you will be able to tell us how to get away and flee away from things that are about to go wrong and be able to be in a safe spot and not be one of those that are needlessly taken out because they weren't paying attention to you. Help us, Father, pay attention to you. And while we're here on this earth, to be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth, and take dominion. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. So, welcome. We're glad to have you with us here tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We got people on every platform, and we probably have more if we just use more platforms. The Bible says, no giant, no champion. And always have a smiling wife that brings you coffee and water. Now, last night we were talking about putting in timestamps, all right? And Sister Francetta had been working on the one about the anointing oil all day. I am not sure what's going on with that. And it's still the same way. Now, I've looked around in there today to see if I could come up with a solution, and I had no solution. It wasn't a timestamp because a timestamp doesn't adjust the video. But something adjusted the video so that it's about 50 seconds long. So here's what you got to do. Turn it on and just don't watch the video.
Just listen.
Turn it on and just don't watch the video and until I can figure out how to get it fixed. And it'll be all right. Now, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to eat a ginger snap right in front of you.
Dessert and keep me awake, food.
What am I going to do? Sister Leanne brought me a cup of coffee and a bag of ginger snaps. What's a fellow supposed to do? Except go ahead and be blessed by God. Go ahead, Sunday.
I was just going to say, eat the cookies. If she brings it, you eat them.
Amen. Brother Dan's got his hand up over here on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, brother.
Hello. Yeah, they did have two tsunamis, but they were smaller. There was no damage. There was about, they have a lot of people without power over there, but after those two waves went through, then they canceled the tsunami warning, so.
And that was right there in Japan?
That was right in Japan, yes.
All right.
You're going to ask me the name of a town. I don't know for sure. Yep. Do I put my hand down?
Go ahead.
No, I say, do I put my hand down somehow?
Yeah, push the one button, I think.
Okay. Thank you.
Try it.
I did.
Your hand is still up.
Okay.
He wants to teach tonight.
Now, I got a question, Brother Dan. Did the Holy Spirit put your hand up because you got a good word to share?
No. No, right. We're good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how you put it on. I thought if you just click the one button, it would go down. But only click it one time.
Well, I can't back out of it.
That's okay. I'll just keep coming. All you right. Saying, are you ready now? Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, you know, every time there's an earthquake like that, in the ocean area, you can expect a tsunami. And you and I have to just be aware, you know, most of us don't live by the ocean, so that's not going to have an effect on us. But if you have family or friends, like our friends in Samoa, I mean, Samoa is an island. It's got volcanoes and stuff on it, but it's not a very small island. It's not a very tall island. The elevation isn't high. So anyways, we speak life over all of you. And may God give you the wisdom around the world, whoever you are that might be in the effect of a tsunami or an earthquake that happens like that, in Jesus' name. All right, one more cookie and then we're done. You know, I can't say typical woman because that's not true. But how is it that when you want somebody to be quiet and listen, they want to talk? It's just a joke. Don't worry about it. Now, you know, last night we were endeavoring to show you how to do those timestamps again. And don't worry, I'm not doing that tonight. That was enough fun for 1 week in one night. But thank you, everyone. I saw some more timestamps in today. And maybe I found some of the ones you've already done. Appreciate your help on it. And we're just going to keep going. Honestly, we need to get this done. Because just like this morning when I woke up and I saw that video of Brother Hagin, the number one timestamp in there, the one comment was mine.
Wow.
With three timestamps in it. And on a morning, this morning, the word that was in that video, and I clicked it, was the word that I needed to hear.
Hallelujah.
How cool is
Hallelujah.
That?
It's awesome.
That is. That's really cool. And
for sharing it.
I'm really glad that you guys are catching on to this. Here's the thing. Any place you go on anybody's YouTube video, put a timestamp in. If there's comments in there, put some timestamps in so other people will catch on to this. And we can use this YouTube for a powerful discipleship process. I mean, there's people of the world that use it all day long. And so we might as well be using it for the glory of God,
Amen.
Jesus. Just like this program. As soon as this is done, you might want to go in there and say, I'm going to put timestamps in on this one. This is going to be a good program. You're going to enjoy it. So get right in there and do it and turn it right back on and listen to it again. And there's two ways to do timestamps. One way is as you go, put them in as you go. The other way is get you a piece of notebook paper like my little yellow sticky note, and you'll notice that see if I can get this in front of the camera. Fall of the Flamingo. Something. Oh, fall. Something. Oh, terminology. I'm reading it backwards. And then healed is healed, 1056. 1240, all about the world, the word. But what I did is I just take a note on a piece of paper while I'm going through. And then when I get done listening to the message, I'll have a timestamp. I'll just look up and see the time. And I write it, and then I'm going through. Well, then when I go back in the comment, now I can put five or six of them in one comment.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing because it really makes it a powerful punch in there to help people see who God is in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
How many is ready for the word?
Woo.
Somebody shout, I love the word.
Hey, where's Roger?
I haven't seen Brother Roger. I haven't seen Sister Felicia. Have we seen Rebecca Smith yet?
Yeah, Rebecca's here.
Rebecca, show yourself.
She has. But she's been quiet this last little bit.
Mary Pastorick, you're being too quiet
Mary.
Tonight. Don, you're going to have to start talking for Mary. She's being real quiet now.
Julie is here.
Oh, Julie. That's right. Julie Rose is here.
Yeah. Sunday's on YouTube. No, Sunday's in Zoom. There's Rebecca. I love the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I already. Did you hit enter before you finished that thought?
Hi, Ripples. Are you trying to eat my cookies or are you trying to get some screen time?
Oh,
are you after the cookies or the screen time? He's after the cookies, so I threw them on the other side of the desk so that Mom's in charge of them, not me. No, I don't have them. See, they're all gone. What, you want to say hi to everybody? Come here. This isn't very professional. No, it's not very professional at all.
But it's sure cute.
But there you go.
Buddy, it's sure cute.
Hi, everybody. My name's Ripley, and I'm a bulldog, and I'm a ham. I'm a ham. I'm a bulldog ham. Yeah, yeah. I like to steal the show. Yeah. No, you're supposed to. You got to look at the little green light. Look at the green light. There's cookies over there.
Yeah.
Are you
going to
sing with me?
What startled you? reason to sing.
Nope. See,
Phyllis, I love
the word. There's Phyllis, I love the word.
Let me respond to Phyllis's comment now.
Well,
pick somebody different all the time.
You know, you and Phyllis, you kind of guys, you get together, you're kind of like troublemakers and stuff.
I guess.
So grab your Bible and let's open it up to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1.
I talk that way too. That's why I'm quiet.
Well, fellas, we really appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
And thank you for being a part of the program with us.
So that's Mary that I taught that way too. That's why I'm quiet.
Mary, we love you too.
We do.
We want you to talk too. I thought that was Phyllis that said that.
Phyllis said all the words.
Quit messing with my comments here.
Rebecca says, pirate. Oh, Aunt Rebecca wants to give you a hug, Ripley. Tell her to come on over.
See what happens when you put a dog on the screen and everybody's going to talk about the dog for 20 minutes.
Yeah, because he's so cute. The best dog.
Acts chapter 1 and hold your Bible up.
All right.
Acts chapter 1, here we go, 15 minutes after. We're going after it tonight. This is the gifts of the Holy Spirit in like number 7 or something. Part number 7, here we go. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I go do what it tells me to do.
I go do what it tells me to
do. Today I will be taught the word of God.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
Can you believe I'm doing this? I'm just wandering around, saying a confession, and that's not cool. And I'm not going to keep making that confession because I'm not going to call the word of God it. And I think you should have caught it better as my wife.
Yeah.
Let's try it again. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
That he is the great I am.
He is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God,
my resident teacher,
is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a
seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my
producing
heart.
Producing a hundredfold return. In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Mary,
amen.
Will you still love me when I suggest you read the New Testament? He will always love you, Mary.
Yes, amen. I will always love you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I can even sing it. And I will always love you.
Okay, so that wasn't your best rendition. I've heard some better.
Oh,
my goodness.
Woo! Now, if you don't usually have this much fun in church, well, then maybe you ought to try checking out what your church is all about and saying, Lord, help me find a fun church. Because we have fun in church here. Hold on. I got to get everybody in their rightful place. I got to get you all where I can see you. I don't like having any of you sitting back in the back corner of the church or up in the balcony fooling around. Ready? Here we go. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. And we're going to go down through verse 11. Acts chapter 1, 1 through 11. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. till the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, and to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom. Now, when you start seeing who it is that the Holy Spirit is, when you start seeing who Jesus is, when you start seeing your place on this earth, all of a sudden, you and I live in the words every day that say, take me and show me what I've never seen before.
Amen.
But see, that's what Jesus did right there in verse number 3. He was showing them infallible proofs and teaching them the things of the kingdom. Why? So that they could grow and develop. And hey, Brother Dave, hit one button again one time. Let's try it one more time. Verse number 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. It worked, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the end of the earth. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, was taken up, and a cloud received them out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who said, up into heaven, the same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. And that's what you and I are looking forward to. And we call it the rapture.
Amen.
The same Jesus will come again. This is the rapture right here, verse 11. Will come again in like manner as you saw him go. He comes, he's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. We that are alive and remain will be caught up next, and so will we ever be with the Lord. If you're not excited about Jesus coming right now, you need to get your excitement fixed, because this thing is telling, it's happening every single day of our lives. And we've got to be very alert and very ready, watching, helping everyone around us begin to get themselves right with God in Jesus' mighty name. Now, where are we going tonight, Pastor? To our in God. What did you do? Now,
that's
a good question. Because is salvation a work, a fruit, or a gift? Yes. I want to ask Brother Jim, but he can't see me.
Oh.
So you'll have to answer. And it's a gift. That means you didn't do nothing for it. It was just a free gift. What did you do to get yourself a pastor. What did any of us do to get a gift, calling, enabling, ability, skill? What did we do to get that? It gave it to us at birth, at conception. See, all of a sudden, guys, we got to realize, wait a minute, we got to quit trying to do this in our own effort. Because this is about our own effort. We must do the work that Jesus gives us to do. It's not about our work that we receive the blessings and benefits of God. It is a free gift to us. What did you do to receive righteousness? Pastor, I never cut my hair another day. I wore a long dress and long sleeves. And all my kids wear white t-shirts inside one of their shirts. We're holy. And we don't eat sugar. And don't drink coffee or pop. We don't never drink pop. That's just wicked, horrible, and awful. See, it's a gift. We're coming to an understanding here in the community of faith that our whole Christian life is a gift. What did you do to make the Holy Spirit come? Yeah. Paul said, repent that you might receive the free gift of the Holy Spirit. You ready? We're going to study to the Father, the gifts of the Son, the gifts of the Holy Spirit again today, from a whole different point of view than what we've been studying. So put me right out of Genesis chapter 1. Some of you yesterday did not tell us your favorite Bible battle story. So I would like you to share with us now your favorite Bible battle story. Is the time on this? Well, Mary, you're still in Facebook, and I don't know if Facebook shows you time, do they? They do, actually. Yeah. If you click at the top of the screen on your phone, you can see the time. But you're on Facebook, and they don't put timestamps in. That needs to be YouTube. Now, Genesis chapter 1. If you didn't put in your favorite battle, Bible battle, woo! If you didn't put in your favorite Bible battle last night, then make sure you put it in today. What's that? That means your favorite story in the Bible about a battle that they. I love it because every battle in the Bible that somebody fought, the showing up to the battle is what belongs to the human. Genesis chapter 1. I'm just going to read this, so everybody get real cool. Ready? 1, which is verse 1 to verse 31. I'm just going to read it. Is everybody all right? Here we go. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. Where was man?
Not yet.
Earth was without form and void. This was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Where is man?
Not yet.
Verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And where was man?
Not yet,
because he's been wandering around in darkness saying, I need a flashlight.
Yeah. Well, we were spirits.
No, he wasn't created.
Oh.
Before God saw the light is good, and God divided light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day, and where was man? Not yet. Just man's got a good word. Not yet. Then God said there to be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. Then God made firmament and divide water which were under the firmament, and the waters which were above the firmament. And so it was, and God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day, and there was man. Now, yeah. Verse 9. God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And where was man?
Not yet.
Verse 11. God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the earth that yields good seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the earth seed according to its kind, the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And where was man? Not yet. Verse 14. God said, let there be lights in the firmament. Now, why you get of the heavens, divide the day from the night, and let those lights be for signs, seasons, days, and years. Verse 15, let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light on great lights, greater light to rule the day and lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Say it with me. The sun is the light.
The sun is the light.
And the moon is the light.
The moon is the light.
And where is man?
Not yet.
17. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on earth, to rule over the day and over the night, to divide light from darkness. And God saw a lot that it was evening and the morning were the first, fourth day. And where was man?
Not yet.
We got to figure out how to get man here on this earth. Verse 20. God set up the waters about an abundance of living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth, across the face of the earth, firmament of the heavens. God created great sea creatures, every living thing that moves, with which the waters abound, according to their kind, every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. In the morning for the fifth day, and there was not yet. God said, let the earth bring forth living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, beasts of the earth, according to its kind. And it was so. God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And where was man?
Not yet.
However, verse 26. I want you to know something. God waited until the whole earth was finished before he put man on it. What did man do to create this earth? Was a gift to man. I want this to sink in a little bit. Because otherwise we get too wrapped up in our own importance and what God made us here on this earth. Verse 26. God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle over the earth, everything that creeps on the earth. Even the creeps on the earth we have dominion over. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, fly, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on earth. 29, God said, I've given you every herb that yield seed was on the face of the earth. Every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food. And seed and herbs. You got something to eat? No. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and so it was. 31, God saw everything he had made, and indeed, it was very good. The evening and the morning were the sixth day. And Brother Dan, last night it was Jericho. Tonight, the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, Exodus 13 through 14. Thank you. He's telling us his favorite battle. Pastor, I just read chapter 1 because I want you to see that God made man last and gave him a completely finished earth. You don't have to do anything to create this earth. All he had to do was tend and keep the earth.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 2, verse number 8. And let's read down through 15. The Lord God planted a garden. Genesis 2, 8 through 15. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he formed. Ground of the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight, good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden. The tree of knowledge, good and evil, was in the garden. However, out of Eden to the garden, and from there parted and became four river heads. All right. First was the Pishon, skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there's gold. The gold of the land is good. The Delium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It's the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Hadakel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the river Euphrates. God took man and put him in the garden. Look what it says. To tend and keep. What did Adam do to create the earth?
Nothing.
It was given to him as a free gift. It was given to him as a free gift. Now to Romans chapter 5. Wait a minute. On the way there, let's stop at Deuteronomy 1:8. I'm going to establish this word free gift tonight. And I want all y'all to go ahead and receive it.
Receive it.
Why is that, Pastor? Well, because otherwise we're always trying to do something in our own strength to get it, and that's not God. Set the land before you go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see the next two words? To give to them. God has given it to him. No matter how much you, I know you're going to say you have a pastor that had to go in and fight in order to take the land. Yeah, but you know what? They didn't have to lose a single land. And God said, I'm going to send my terror in front of you. And when I send my terror in front of you, they're going to run. And if they don't, I'll send them the horse. you once got in the land. God said, tear down all the idols, tear down all the altars, tear down all the high places, get rid of everything that's there that's a false god, a wicked god, and burn it with fire, and then inhabit the land. He was giving them the land. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verses 10 and 11. Deuteronomy 6, 10 and 11. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities. All of a sudden, it's not just vineyards and fields. He's giving them these cities. Pastor, I don't know what to do at this point you're making. I know, don't you love it?
Just receive it.
Just receive it. Deuteronomy 28, say, I receive it. Sister Leanne looked at me and said, coffee? And I said, I receive it. And because I received the coffee, she also bought ginger snaps.
I did. Do you need
more? Watch. And I receive them too. Deuteronomy 28, look at this. Shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. He didn't say you're setting your help up there. He said, I will set you high. I like that verse, don't you? Look at verse 2. And when you go out and work for it, and diligently toilsomely work, all of these blessings will be rewarded to you. That is not what it says. Somebody shout real loud, preach it right. It's just you that's left, so you got to be the one to do it. I'll preach it right.
You what?
Shout, preach it right.
Oh, you'll do fine first.
Bless you, son. Love you. So glad you're a part of us. Look at what it is. Verse 2. All these blessings shall come up on you. Work, not your effort. Coming up behind and going to overtake them.
Amen. Amen. Our
Francetta is here. Francetta is here. Welcome, Francetta. I don't know where Francetta is. I haven't seen her.
He looks real quick. Good evening. I'm here.
Hi. Good evening, Francetta. We're glad you're here. Amen. Well, I just thought Sunday was the only one on Zoom.
Right.
Nobody else can just come live and say words. I guess Brother Dan could. No.
He wrote in here on Facebook, last night was Jericho, tonight the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. Exodus 13:17-14:29. That must be his favorite battle story.
Yeah, that's what I saw, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, favorite battle. Okay. Say this with me. It's the blessings are coming up. That's just the way it is. Now, I'm happy to be home. Hey, amen. We're glad you're home here.
Hallelujah. We stand in agreement. You are healed.
Romans chapter 5. Go there with me. Romans chapter 5, 15 through 21. My favorite battle was Job. Wow, that's interesting.
Oh, wow.
That's really good. That was a battle right there.
That was a battle.
That's a good book, too. We enjoyed it when we were studying it. I'm Job this time going through the I enjoyed Job. I enjoyed it ever.
Yeah.
The free look at this, verse 15. But a free gift is not like the offense. Say this with me, I receive a free gift of righteousness.
I receive the free gift of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Verse 15 says, the grace of God and the gift of grace. Righteousness is a gift. Grace is a gift. Verse 16, down there about 16c. But the free gift which came from offenses resulted in justification. It is a free gift of justification. I want us to get this established tonight. These are free gifts. For if I want offense death thing, you're the one for those who receive the abundance of grace and of the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Jesus Christ. If you receive from God the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness, you get to reign. Say it with me. I am reigning like a king.
I am reigning like a king with our king. Amen.
My favorite battle was Samson. My favorite Samson battle was they tried to get him, so he grabbed hold of the gate and carried home with him.
Yeah.
And then the Philistine said, push him down and get him while he's there. And he's like, they can't go nowhere.
Such a sad story.
17.
Anyway.
Receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. See, guys, what we're coming to here in this body of believers is a revelation that this is about my works. There ain't a little bit of this at all that's about anything except I gotta receive what Jesus did for me. And I gotta just stand here, no matter how hard I wanna go work, Martha, and just say, I receive it, Jesus. And I can't worry about my sin, and I can't worry about what, and I can't worry about it, I can't worry about it, I can't worry about it. And we just stop worrying and receive the free gift he's given you.
Amen.
Hey, my mom's here. Three cheers for mom. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Did you bring pizza or did Andy eat it all? You know how them younger brothers are. They get in there and their mom's special favorite son and all the pizza and the cinnamon roll. Love you, Andy, if you're listening. Verse 18, watch this. Therefore, as to one man's offense, judgment came to all men. Pastor, do I have judgment? Yeah, you have judgment until you receive the free gift, and then it all goes away. Resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, receive it.
I receive it.
Say it with me, I receive the free gift, that God has for my life.
Yes, for my life. Amen, amen.
Yeah, but Pastor, I have to do something. It's just not right if I don't do something. I'll become lazy. Oh, there's all kinds of work for all of us to do. We've got billions of people on this earth who are not born again. And they do not know who our God is, and we've got to go reach them. We've got all kinds of work to do, but when we're so busy working, we can't do the work. Guess what happens? The world goes to hell.
And
we
don't want that. I receive it. Amen, Mary. I receive the God has for my life.
Would anybody like a ginger snap? There are only three left. If you want one, better say yes, I want one now. Let's keep reading. Whoa, glory be to God. I got to find my cup. It's almost empty. 19, 20, and 21. And we're going, oh my goodness, look what time it is. Well, I will perfect it, and it won't take so long in the beginning. 19. For as by one man disobedience were made sinners, also by one man's obedience in Jesus, many will be made righteous. It's a free gift of righteousness. You can't get it any other way. You can try to be righteous in your own power, and there's no power within a natural human that can produce righteousness, because it's a free gift that God gives you. Can I time stamp how long it takes you to eat a cookie? Woo! 20. Romans 5:20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace does much more abound. The offense mount where sin abounded, grace much more abound. And watch this. How are you going to get the abundance of grace? Now, there's only one way for me to get my coffee cup full. And it didn't happen. That's all it was. Oh.
You want to make another cup?
That was really... There was only one way for me to get a cup of coffee, and that was to ask Sister Leanne when she brought it back. There's only one way Rip is going to get a cookie right now, and as he comes knocking on the door saying, Dad, I'll receive a cookie. I'll receive a cookie. You want to? All right, let's have a...
Either that or her grandma was done.
Wait. We got to have a ball. All in favor of Ripley getting a cookie, raise your right hand, say, give him a cookie. You got to look up there to see what the vote is. See what the vote is up there. No, and I'll just shiver and shake. All right, you got to get him. Sit. There you go. He looked. Thank you for voting for Ripley to have a cookie. How do we receive grace?
Exactly.
I have this really nice battery pack that I use all the time whenever I'm out, because I'm not going to be a foolish virgin. I'm always going to have more than enough oil with me. And you can ask Sister Leanne.
Battery basket. Possible.
But I'm not going to be one of the foolish virgins. If I were to give this to you as a gift, how are you going to receive the free gift? You just put your hand out. Receive it. Brother Keith Moore said there's been a couple times in his life when he was told to give somebody, a seed to somebody, and they look at him and say, Brother Keith, I can't take that. That's too nice. He said the one guy was trying to give him a watch, God told him, give this guy your watch. And so Brother Keith, it's like you and me, like, okay, I'm going to give him the watch. All right. And you're just going to go give it to somebody. That's how you and I are. We're givers. Yeah. And he said, oh, I can't have Keith. That's really nice. That's worth too much money. He said, well, yes, you can. Open your hand. I'll put it inside. Close your hand. And you will receive it. And the guy said, no, I can't do that. And walked away having not received it. Can you imagine God Almighty had inspired Brother Keith to sew a nice watch? Apparently it was a pretty nice watch that the guy wouldn't even accept it. And the guy said no to a gift that God told somebody else to give him? I wonder what his prayer time was next. See, here's what happens in many Christians' lives. Ends up happiness. We say no to God's abundance, His blessing, and His mercy, and His grace. And then we wonder why the heavens seem like stone. When God's been trying to give it to us all along, and we're saying, no, I can't. I'm too humble. I'm humble.
I humble myself. I'm very humble.
And God's saying, this ain't about humble. This is about I'm your father. I want to do a good thing for you. Why don't you just receive what I want to do for you?
Even for having your only son die to give everyone a gift and have people walk away and say, no, I don't
have hello, hello. Hello. Is anybody home? See, it's a free gift that we received, this guy. It's a free gift. So far to go yet tonight. Anybody, Brother Roger's not going to say four more hours, but go ahead and just somebody say four more hours. Four more hours. Grace is not always material things. I would say mostly grace is not material things.
Right.
It's because of grace that the material things come. That example I gave from Brother Keith is just the simplicity of someone receiving a gift from someone else. And when you and I play the, oh no, I can't receive that. When God has told someone to give you something, you say no. You're being humble. You are being disobedient to the maker and the creator of this earth. The past benefits me to a place I've never been before. That might be the place where God wants to be on a regular basis. I'm preaching better than you're staring and you're snoring or than you're snoring all at the same time. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. My speech, my preach, were not persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit of power. Why? That your faith would not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Why? The wisdom of man can produce a miracle for you. But the power of God can produce a miracle for you in your lives. And my Paul said, when I came, I didn't come making it sound like I was a big philosophical wise genius. I just came teaching you the power of God so that your faith would be in God's power, which is going to be a free gift every time. Keep reading. We speak wisdom among those who are mature, not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age are come to nothing, but we speak wisdom of God in the mystery. Well, how in the world are you going to speak the word wisdom of God in the mystery unless somebody gave you a power, unless God gave you the power to speak it in a way that nobody else can? It's called the free gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 10, God revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit stirs all things, the deep things of God. See, here's the thing, guys. What you and I got to get is this is not about our works or how hard we can work or how much we can do for God. Even though once you find, you're going to work hard for Him. You know, most people have no idea how hard a prayer works. Your pastor, whoever you are, I mean, if I'm not your pastor, you have a different pastor. Your pastor is one of the hardest working men you'll ever meet in your life. Why? Because what he does is in his heart and mind, 24/7, 365. And it does not go away. Not because God does let it go away, because once he puts that in us, then it is there until eternity is done. I have people I had a pattern 30 years ago. Still in my heart and mind and thoughts and prayers. Why? I influenced them. I saw them again. I water baptized them. I helped them get filled with the Holy Spirit. I was the one that laid hands on them when they started speaking in tongues. Let's go down here to verse 12 now. Get your pen out. Get your paper out. Write this verse. Now we have received the Spirit who is from God. Say this with me. I received it. It's a gift. We might know the things that have been given to us by God. It's a free gift, the Holy Spirit. It's your heavenly language that you're going to use. That is what's going to show you the thing that's been freely given to you and what has been freely given to you, but everything that God said he was going to give you because you are his children. I'm going to put Mary's question in there. Jesus said, what is the kingdom of God? A wise person like you in the kingdom of God. Somebody builds his foundation on this, the rock of God's word. Jesus was the cornerstone. Well, that's what this book is. Now you build your life on that cornerstone, and you build your life on the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ is here helping you, and your pastor's helping you, and the Holy Spirit is here helping you. And the next thing you know, you not only have a foundation to build a whole building in God. Build it up from things that you received. It's a free gift. That verse 12 says, so that God can show you the things that he's really given to you. Well, but Pastor, I have to do something. Because Ephesians says, if it's not a free gift, then a man's going to boast. And God doesn't want anybody to be able to boast. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go there. I never got half done what I wanted it done. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Grace, say with me, grace is the free gift. You have been saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Say it with me. It's not about me in any sense of the word. Well, Pastor, something's got to be about me because somehow I got to get it on the inside of me. Yeah, that's true. It's true. What is it? My faith receiving is not of works, lest anyone should boast. Because that's what man does. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, but which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. See, once you get born again over the Holy Spirit, then God has this unschool all this understanding on the inside of you just because you're so big and special. Not about your speciality. It's actually about the fact that you have received the free gift of righteousness that came from Jesus. Because man's going to boast. Man's going to boast if he thinks it's anything about him. Man will be braggadocious. And in the kingdom, the farther you go up in the kingdom, the more God's going to deal with you about the most. I'll help. And Patrick, say, how many people did you save tonight? I didn't save any, sir. You saved them all. I was just your mouth. All right? And make sure you keep right.
I can't see.
What? Because it's not the free gift of Sam's work. It's a free gift of righteousness that they must receive. And until we get this deep inside of us, guys, we're going to walk around and act like we're something. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to speak the word. You need to be praying in the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and have your heavenly prayer language. You've got to plan and be diligent to study. I do all that stuff, but you don't get anything in God because you're doing all the stuff. You get everything in God because the free gift of His grace. And the rest of your diligence of being a good student, a good son, a good daughter, a good warrior, a good messenger. And then your gift comes alive. You see, my walls are great. The rafters are arms raised as we praise them. The roof is peace. Picture grace as bricks, mortar. Prayers mixed with our tears. Now, I think that we got a lot to learn on this one for the free gift situation. Now, I've done this study once before. I'm just going to catch it again. In the New Testament, the word gift is used 42 times in 27 books. 42 times out of the New Testament, the word gift is used. Now, this one word of the English language that we know as gift, in the Greek language, there's probably a bunch of those verses. I've not studied that all out to tell you about all the different words that means gift in the Greek language. But I guarantee you, all through this New Testament, there are going to be many situations where the word free gift or gift is going to be seen. Now, I want you to see how I just did that. All I did was just look up the word gift in my Easter. The word grace. And of course, grace, every time it's used, means gift. And that's 128 times in the New Testament. Say it with me. I know them all. And I want to know them all. One set of verses to get to before we're done. Romans chapter 12. You see this. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 8. Romans 12, 4 through 8. 4 through 8. 4 through 8. For as we have many members in one body, all the members do not have the same function. Verse 5. So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Verse number 6. Watch this. Having then gifts differing. Romans 12, 6. Having then gifts differing. Everybody has their own gift. Who put that there? God, your Father, put that gift there. Verse 3 says, God has dealt to each one a measure of faith, and He's the one that's given you that gift. According to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, prophesy a portion of our faith, ministry, use it to minister. Teaching with, be a teacher. He lived with liberality, who leads with diligence, who his mercy with church. And that's a gift. And I received that at my birth. Now watch. You and I are coming to an understanding of God that this isn't about works, although we're going to work very diligently. Brian said it was working just diligently last night trying to get that time.
Oh, my goodness.
And it just wasn't working, but she was diligent about it. She was hard, man. I'm just, thank you. And then it still ain't right. Who knows what happened with it? Watch this. Yeah, I really like that verse. That's one of my favorite verses. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another, psalms, spiritual songs, singing with the Lord. How do you make the word of God dwell in you richly? You receive it. You read it with your eyes. You speak it with your mouth. You hear it with your ears. It gets down inside of you. And you fill your heart with the word of God. But if you don't ever see it with your eyes, hear it with your ears, read it with your mouth, and try to get down in there, you can carry this book around all day long. It ain't going to be nothing but a book you carry around all day long. You got to get these words of this page down inside your heart, which means you got to speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I thought it was just a gift, but you don't have to do anything for it. You're right. The free gift of grace and righteousness, you don't. But in order to grow and develop in God, you are one, and I'm the one that has to renew our mind. Ready? And as we renew our mind, Jesus said in Matthew 13, 10, 11, and 12, he said to him who has revelation, more will be given. Now, with the word grace. The word grace, for by grace are you saved through faith. Now remember what faith is. You believe God exists and you believe he rewards you when you diligently seek him. That's faith. Grace is God's abundant provision of Jesus giving to you, empowering you to accomplish what it is God has given you as an assignment on this earth. So picture grace as a gift of empowerment to go to. That makes sense. Grace would be like Superman receiving his clothes, saying, got to find me a phone booth. Of course, ain't none in the day we live. Got to find me a phone booth. And then he received that gift, the clothes, and as soon as he puts them on, he's empowered to go do it. Grace is the supernatural empowerment of God that he gives to you. You receive that empowers you to go do what his assignment is for you in the gift he put in you when you were born. Say it. It's supernatural enabled. For by grace are you saved. It's God's supernatural enablement of Jesus' blood coming in to receive it and totally transform you into a brand new being. You've been noticing lately, I've been adding those words. I receive all of your grace, all of your mercy, all of righteousness to the communion statement.
Like health, protection, faith, and oxygen.
Grace definitely can include health and protection and patience, but grace is it's an empowerment. Health and protection and patience would be the result of grace coming into your life. Those are the outflow of the, what's the word, outflow, it's not the right word, but the result of it, the result, the manifestation of it.
There you go.
The manifestation of grace is health and protection and patience. But grace is God's empowerment. It's a power that comes from God for you to receive and for you to go function. You can't earn it. You didn't do anything to get it. You reached out and received because Jesus paid the price. Jesus was righteous. Jesus was holy. Jesus was pure. Jesus was just. Jesus was fair. Jesus was filled with faith. He only did what he saw the Father do. He only said what he heard the Father say. And because of that, Jesus has the ability to give you the power and the empowerment of grace, the anointing of grace to go do the work. It's supernatural empowerment of God to go do what God has given you an assignment to do in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, as you can tell, this is a big old deal. Entering in on the very outskirts of grace. It's like driving down the road and you can see the lights of the city in the darkness way ahead of you. And the larger the city, the lighter the sky will be for a longer period of time before you get there. You know, ever been going to see Chicago and all of a sudden it's just light. And everywhere around you is light. You're like, there's just light everywhere. Why? It's a big city. There's a lot of light there. And you can see it for a long ways off. If you're ever driving to Colorado, you can see Denver forever. Why? It's a mile in the sky. Now, here's the revelation of it. One of the greatest things that anybody will ever fight with is the fact that God's going to give you something that you did nothing for. Especially those who were raised by World War I and World War II. I mean, World War I or World War II veterans. Because those men came home and said, nothing given to nobody for free. You get out of work. Well, that's very true when it comes to work. You've got to go work in order to have money. You got to go do something in order to receive something, except when it comes to God's grace. Adam didn't do anything to receive the garden. Adam was not even created until the garden was done. I like how Andrew Woman says it. They've blown him off the atmosphere. Why, a mom would show up. Adam would be on top of it saying, hold on, Fox, let's go. No, God made the whole earth and then put Adam on that earth. It was already complete. But see, religion has said if you're good enough, then God can bless you. No. If you receive him in your life, then he can bless you.
Amen.
And I guarantee you, by that grace, that supernatural empowerment, it, as you get the revelation, you ain't going to do wrong. You're going to be like, are you kidding me? Grace brought all this to me. I'm not going to violate the grace of my life for nothing.
Amen.
But see, when we're working on just our works, then it's all about what we do for God to bless us. No. It's not about what you do to get the Holy Spirit, what you do to pray in tongues. It's about what you're willing to receive. A free gift from God, but I didn't do anything, Pastor. I know. And you can't ever do anything to get anything from God. You got to just be what God's given you to be and receive it. So you're really stretching me. I know. Don't you love it? They're stretching me. God's stretching me. I love it. Don't you love being stretched? He rewards those who diligently seek him. We spent all afternoon again today praying the Holy Spirit saying, take us in, take us in, take us in. We want everything you got. We want everything you got. We want this being bigger ones. We want all the houses, lands you got for us. We want all the people. We want jets so we can fly around the world and help everybody in every place. We want to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Say it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Will God tell me to do anything, Pastor? Oh, yeah. He'll give you lots of assignments. He will. But he's not going to bless you with his abundance and his blessing because you did. He's going to do it because Jesus did. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and can make him rich. But the blessing of the Lord is going to come up on you from behind and overtake you. Don't you love how this stretches your religious bone right out of the atmosphere? You're like, are you serious? Yes.
Amen.
You know how I am. I always want to add one more verse. But I'm not going to add another verse tonight. Sister Ann is looking at me like, are you really serious about that? You see every person that is here. You see every one of us. You see me and Sister Ann. You see all our brothers and sisters from anywhere around the world, wherever they be. Everyone on Boomer Radio. Everyone on YouTube. Everyone on Facebook Live. You see us. Every person that you want to be part of this ministry to help us go do and be what you've called us to do and be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that you have given unto us eternal life. Told us that the Holy Spirit would come in us when we just receive him. We receive the Holy Spirit. And now, Lord, I just declare, take us in beyond anything we have ever understood before. And help us to just receive the free gift of righteousness, the gift of our grace, the free gift of all of your blessings, the hundredfold return, the gift of salvation and redemption, reconciliation and justification. We receive it all. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, amen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does, Mary. It touches your mind. But that's the part of you that needs to stretch because you don't receive this in your mind. You receive the revelation of your spirit. Your spirit is already in perfect connection with Almighty God. You've just been trained that your mind is the boss of your life. It's not. Tell your mind to shut up and receive. I know that's me trying to give a real quick answer to a really long study, but it's a I do it all the time. I just tell my brain, shut up, brain, and just receive what the Word of God says right now. Amen? Because this isn't something you can manufacture by intellectualism. This is a revelation you receive. Just like the Holy Spirit that you receive. Not about your brain. You aren't filled with the Holy Spirit because you mentally accepted. You're filled with the Holy Spirit because you ask him, and he said he gives himself to whoever asks him. You saying, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit because Jesus said, out of my belly flow rivers of living water. If I ask him for it, it's done. Out of my belly flow rivers of living water. See, it's a free gift of grace, and you just have to receive it. With a pastor, I didn't do anything. I know, and that's your problem. Somebody taught you to be a doer and not a receiver. You're probably one of them that said, I just had a hard time receiving, but I'm a good giver. Well, the only problem with that is you can't get into the kingdom of heaven unless you learn how to receive. Born again, then you, everything in the kingdom is like being born again. Don't you just love how God's taking us to the next level? I love it.
Good time for the night.
Woo! Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, let's go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. And all of his remembrance. Ready? From the Garden of Eden till the New Jerusalem. Until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself and let him give the bread and drink of the cup. Why? Because if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this room. Right? How can you become a child of God if you're just defeated? There's no other way. You can't go to heaven and sign your own papers and say, there, I'm a child of God. You have to just receive it. Woo! Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes through. Why? Because there's no fear in love. And there's no fear in the communion service. Unless you came here fooling around, mocking God, and making fun of preachers. And then you better be very afraid he will drink damnation to your own self. Everybody who just shows up saying, I just want more of God, you don't ever have to worry about those verses. Just walk with you every day. In Jesus' name. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. We're going to talk a little bit about it. And then you need to know this. No matter who you are, no matter where you came from, no matter what nation you live in, right now, tonight, God is doing mighty work in your life. In the next 60 seconds, if you'll pray this prayer with me, you will be in a perfect relationship with God the Father. Your sins will be washed away. Everything you've ever done will be thrown in the sea for forgetfulness. And you'll be set up for an eternity in heaven with Jesus. Pray this prayer with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16 and John 1:12, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting
life
as a free gift. And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again from the dead. On the third day, just for me.
On the third day, just for
turns out to say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
In every area.
In every area.
I receive all of your mercy.
I receive all of your mercy.
I receive all of your grace.
I receive all of your grace.
I receive all of your love.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Word.
Pray in my heavenly
language.
And live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. You say, wow, Pastor, what's going on in my life? Well, you just invited Jesus in, and Jesus is the light of the world, so love just filled you. You said, I've received you in every area of my life, and Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just came inside you. You said, I received you. And all of the righteous God just filled your being. And you no longer have to fight sin in your own power. You now have Jesus' righteousness, a free gift to fight sin. I know. There's a lot of understanding to it, but we get a lot of videos that we understand it. Watch this. The Father just looked at Jesus and said, adopt him into the family. And God the Father just made you one of his children. You are an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. You literally now have the DNA of Almighty God. You're not God. You're not Jesus. You're not the Holy Spirit. You're just part of the family. Jesus is an elder brother. It's all through the New Testament. And you are not a part of royal people, royal family, just like I read to you out of Romans chapter 5, verse 17. You will reign in life with him. He put my email address and my website in there. You might say, Pastor, this is confusing. No, it's not confusing. It's just on the first step. And you need us to help you take all the steps and help you do that in Jesus. Now, the denomination. You didn't get church identity. You received and were made right with God the Father, and now you're in a perfect relationship with him. It's like Adam and Eve in the garden. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, and take dominion. And that's what you and I are supposed to do every day of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now watch this. They put my email address and website in there so you can contact me. People never have an opportunity to send the pastor an email because it is said, well, I'm just too busy to answer that many emails, but I'm never going to send it to you. Why? I'm too busy. And if I get more emails and I have the ability, and we got lots of folks with it. I'll teach them how to send emails to you. Because we're going to help you walk with God. That's our place on this. That's what this program is all about. Now, tonight's message, you need to listen to this message 15 or 20 times. It's only about an hour and 15 minutes long, actually. And it'll be a blessing to your life. Listening faith by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more you listen, the more you understand. Every time before you turn it on, say, now, Father, in Jesus' name, help me understand again tonight what this preacher is saying. The Holy Spirit will lead you in the paths of righteousness. His name's sent. And I'll help you too. Shoot me an email. And we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Get your elements, get some grape juice and bread. Get your bread and butter, whatever you got there in your house. And let us receive it again. We're going to pray over it. Then we're going to pray over the bread and receive it. Then pray over the juice and receive it. Every bit of the prayer you're getting ready to pray is a verse of scripture.
I bless. and sanctify yourself
for this time of communion with you.
This time of communion with you. Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
By your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my
body. In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing
missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
Within my community.
Within this community.
And my community where I live.
In my community where I live.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Bible says he endured the cross, despising the shame. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we lift the cup of blood. Pray this to me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
Wow. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood. Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation
with you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin
has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And behold, all things have become new.
And behold, all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus. And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over my life.
Has to pass over my
and
life.
Cannot be near my faith.
Cannot be near me.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
The accuser of brethren is cast down forever.
The accuser of brethren is cast down forever.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blood.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blood.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus, my name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me receive his bloodshed. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Let's sing. Yeah, I got to get some crumbs down here. Let's sing Power in the Blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you are evil of victory win. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power, wonder working power. Precious blood of the Lamb. Now, I keep having this thought as I'm getting ready to close here. Mary had the questions. I'm trying to get a picture of this. I'll show you a good picture, Mary. It's really what Sister Francis said. Father God, give us his grace after we're born again to live the kind of life he wants us to live. And bring us over to you and learn it over. Find out where we belong, and through his grace, find out only, not only our home, but beautiful brothers and sisters. We have the DNA of Father God and our elder brother Jesus, his almighty son. We receive the Holy Spirit. This is a free gift of grace. Amen. Amen. That's good. Luke 11, 9 through 13. Everybody go there real quick. This is starting on hour number 4, but I don't want to do that. I want to have it done real quick. I want you to look at this. This is Jesus. Luke 11, 9 through 13. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Do you notice he didn't say ask after you've done something, and it'll be given to you? Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. Everyone asks, he who seeks, finds. To him who knocks, the door will be opened. If in your mind right now you're saying, well, I've asked and I didn't receive, then you are violating God's word, because he said, if you ask, you receive. And let God be true and every man be a liar, liar, pants on fire. Don't be a liar. It's 11. If a son asks for bread with father, will he give him a stone? If he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent? If he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Look at 13. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, you're human. And as a human, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those asking? Why? Because you ask. A few who ask for the Holy Spirit to be inside of you and filling you, he's already there. It's already done. He can't put more of himself there. You ask it. It's already done. But Pastor, why don't I feel it? Oh, now we got it. You want this to be a feeling. It's not about feeling. Sometimes you feel. But this is about knowing. God said, ask, and I receive, so therefore I ask, and that means I have received. Feel anything, Pastor, and I didn't do anything. Do you see what you're trying to do? You're trying to reach God with your senses or your actions. And that's not how you reach him. You reach God by just saying, you said it, I receive it. I know. People are like, it is not this simple, Pastor. Yes, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This is not an intellectual assumption that you get to do with your brain. Brain to shut up, because the spirit man is already in perfect relationship with Almighty God. Somebody has got it. I can tell somebody just like, I got it. Pushing in until you get it. In Jesus' mighty name. You didn't get 4 hours, but you got another 3 minutes. What an awesome night. I really wanted to read all the gifts of the Father, all the gifts of the Son, and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit again, because this is to stay on this thing and greater and greater and a greater and a greater understanding of this, working with our God. And so I encourage you, just keep coming back. All of you that's going to help us with the timestamps, just keep working on them, on that set of videos. that we have about the gift of righteousness. That's where we're starting, because that's what we're going to use. It's our discipleship process where we lead people through that, and they can see who God is in their life. Thank you for being part of that team and help us get this mission accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Now, I didn't talk about this earlier, but I'm going to talk about it right now. We really want to come to Michigan and have a party with you guys this next week. Of course, the price of fuel's going up, everything. It doesn't mean a single thing to our father. But he wants this to be something that we do together. There's all kinds of places we could go to have a party together and be together. There's a number of you that have said, I'd baptize to get that accomplished. I'm asking you to pray with me and say, Father, help us. We receive your free gift of getting our pastor here. This is how God does his work. He gives it to us, go get it done. In the process, our faith grows together, our actions grow together, our ministry grows together, and we all become stronger. If you feel like sowing, so let me say it differently. Not you. If instruct you to sow, because we really want to be there for our second year anniversary. And we don't have a problem traveling. We actually like it. We're getting better. So please pray with us. Say to me, Pastor and Ann will be with us next week. And we'll celebrate together 2 years. Face to face, hugging each other's neck. That's what we want to do. And we've been asking now for a couple of weeks. I was praying out today, and he said, well, you got to get serious with them, because it takes your faith and their faith, all of our faith working together, and God moves a mighty mountain and a miracle. And we see many things get accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. And this is the kingdom goes. Give us an assignment. We go through it together, and we get a great work done for him. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to be on the same subject. Even if we're in a hotel somewhere. Which is what my plan is. Just want to say differently. Which is what I'm saying to God. We've got to go. Help us. So I encourage each of you, put your faith with us and your prayers with us, and speak the mission accomplished. This time, I want to be able to see Sister Phyllis and the Opelika crew. Mm-hmm. All of our southern friends. So awesome. God is God, and he wants us to bless the people. And all you need to be baptized, I need to get you baptized. Ice is out of the lake. Remember a year ago when we found them people in Poland? That was, they were in Poland getting baptized in the middle of February, and they literally took an axe, dropped a hole in the ice on the lake, and the preacher was in that water for 5 minutes, and the guy got down in there, and they baptized them, and up out of the water they come, and everybody standing around the edge of the lake was very cold. You could, it was a cold day, but nothing was going to stop them from getting baptized that day. Anyway, put your faith with us in Jesus' mighty name. And this thing comes to pass in a mighty way. Amen? So our closing verse tonight is, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, spirit to those who ask. Say, when I already ask, that means it's already done. It's not a feeling. Come on, say it's not a feeling. It's just an understanding. Said it, it's done. Jesus, my name. Well, we'll be here for you. more minutes on Zoom if you want to talk. Shut this thing down. All of you around the world, wherever you may be, remember this. That we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Now, for those of you that are still here,